A reading from the Gospel of John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. And when the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." And his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. And then he told them, "Draw some out and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it had come from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one, but you have kept the good wine until now." And Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes I wish we didn't have the 7 sacraments. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not rejecting the gifts of God. It's just that talking about 7 sacraments seems to imply there are just 7 occasions in life when God touches us in a special way. The Catechism tells us this: sacraments are powers that come forth from the body of Christ, which is ever living and life-giving. They are actions of the Holy Spirit at work in his body, the Church. They are the masterworks of God in the new and everlasting covenant. But I'm pretty sure that there are sacramental moments every day in the life of most of us. Moments that are windows through which the divine reaches out and touches us. Sometimes it might be a ray of sunshine or the bird song in the evening. More often, though, it's through contact with other people. For me, just today, it's the unexpected email from a Scottish cousin, the fleeting touch of my wife's hand as we awoke this morning, the pleasant preparation of a meditation for a group of people this afternoon, the contact with a friend whose nephew has died. So often it's the people who bring the God life to us. You may know of the 12-step program, followed by Alcoholics Anonymous and other groups. It's interesting that after the first 3 steps, which are about contact with God, the next 6 steps are all about human relationships, about seeking forgiveness and healing, rediscovering our ability to give and receive love from others. Many an alcoholic will testify to the awakening of the divine in his or her life as a result of taking these steps on the journey. In John's Gospel, there are actually very few miracles, only 2 when things are changed. But here, right at the beginning of John's Gospel, is the story of the wedding, and it's a story about changing. Remember that in first century Israel, marriages were mostly just contracts, often about property and family affiliations. Personal relationships were just tools to secure prosperity. Jesus was there in Cana to honor the event. But at his mother's invitation, he seems to realize that his role is not just to recognize the liaison of the families, but to change the focus of the event. What was water becomes wine of the highest quality. The wedding becomes more than a contract and more of a celebration, an event bringing together two people in unity and love as a sign of the love of God. And the celebration goes beyond that couple at Cana, who represent all of humankind, that Jesus offers us not just a law defining right behavior as the Jews had, but a close union with God through the everyday events like weddings and births, work and struggle. God connects to us in all sorts of relationships, not only marriage, through loving relationships with other human beings. I am able to come closer to God. Let us not seek the sacramental touch of God merely in a prescribed way, for God's presence among us cannot be confined, but recognize the invitation in every relationship. Do you notice the last line of the reading? And his disciples began to believe in him.